live from Los Angeles, it's Arsenio Hall and Sam Phillips on 97.1 Free FM, SoCal's FM talk station.
That's right, we're filling in for the boys, Conway and Whitman, while they're on their summer vacation. When the boys are away, Sam and Arsenio play.
This music make me want to drive drunk.
Oh, come on.
This is funky.
All right, your day's coming because the 4th of July is tomorrow, buddy.
I want to get drunk, put a firecracker up my butt, and drive down PCH as fast as I can.
Oh, damn.
Atomic dog.
Can I film that?
Huh? Sure. You know, that's a variety show or a reality show of some type.
Or a YouTube clip for sure.
Yes, yes, but I would like to think big. I would like to some VH1 following Charm School.
Yeah, that's true.
You know the problem with Charm School? I watched it today.
What?
Monique is teaching women what men want in women. Because that's ultimately what it's about, they're heterosexual women. I want a man teaching women. I want a show on VH1 where we show them hoes what we want.
You know? I think that's a great idea.
Monique can't teach. I love Monique. When I want my jokes, I go straight to Monique. But when I want to teach a woman, I want a man in that power position.
Well, I got the man for you, Arsenio. I have Miles L. Berman, Top Gun DUI defense attorney in the house. Welcome to the show, Miles.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
We're super happy to have you.
You here to talk about
you two
women?
Talk. I'm going to go do something.
Okay, I know where she's going. She don't think she can talk to you without a drink. I'm going to explain something, Miles. Do you know what Charm School is?
Only from what I see on TV.
Okay.
Come on.
It's a wonderful show produced by Mark.
Oh, it's a show. Okay. I didn't even see it on TV. I thought you were talking about Charm School that somebody goes to learn class and dignity and charm.
Well, it's based on that. It's based on that concept, and comedian Monique and Mark Cronin came up with this unique concept where you take women from the TV show Flavor of Love and you teach them charm. You teach them how to act in public, etiquette, you know, the whole nine yards. And Sam and I were just joking because we know you do teach, but charm ain't what you teach.
Well, I try to do what we do in a charming way.
Check that out. Hey, man, I read that Dr. Buss was in a situation where he was pulled over and there was a young girl in the car and there were accusations about his driving. I was hoping he had your number.
Oh,
that's not even the real Sam. Sam's in the bathroom.
I am right here. Oh, my gosh.
That's the real Sam.
Sorry, I had to go do something, but I am back.
Okay. You know what I was just asking him about? I read that Dr. Buss had a problem since I last met Mr. Berman, and I was like, I hope he got that number.
Ooh.
Yeah, you know, generally speaking, when people who are in the news and high-profile people, they get arrested for DUI, they get horrible advice. And generally the advice they get is by their handlers, by their agents, by whatever, is you need to accept responsibility, you need to plead guilty, and you need to apologize for the public and then move on. And that's horrible advice. We have said this last time I was on the air.
Don't plead guilty.
Yeah. And a DUI case, and the overwhelming majority of DUI cases are based on breath testing. And in my judgment, breath testing is voodoo science. Now, there was somebody recently who's a perfect example of that who got arrested. Who had a .08. There was some problem with her serving time or something. It was in the news.
Paris Hilton?
I think that's the case.
Was she uncomfortable? Yeah. Was baby uncomfortable in jail?
Well, you know, that's a classic example of not fighting your case and what could happen to you subsequently. Now, forget it. I'm not talking about the fact that whether she should have been driving without a suspended license and whether the punishment was right or not right or whether or not she was treated fairly or not treated fairly. Going back to the beginning, had she fought her case, and from what at least I got in the press, there's an excellent chance she would have been acquitted, never would have been convicted, and never would have been in that position to begin with.
So once again, if she had your card, we probably wouldn't have even heard about this.
Well,
yes, pretty much. And if you have any questions,
that case had high profile written all over it from start to finish.
If you have any questions for Miles L. Berman, Top Gun DUI defense attorney, give us a call 520-9710. Are you driving drunk right now? I'm just curious. 888-520. It is 8 o'clock. 97.10, getting ready for the big 4th of July celebration. So there's so many celebs in the news, Miles, that have been busted recently for drunk driving.
Yes, and I've always said that this can happen to anybody. And it doesn't matter what you do for a living. It doesn't matter where you are, especially in Southern California, where you have a lack of public transportation. If you're going out, even if you're going out clubbing in West Hollywood, you're going to go from point A to point B, which could be a mile apart. Or by the time the night is over with, you're going to start out at one end of town and end up at another end of town and be on Sunset or be in Santa Monica, or be in L.A. and then go to Hermosa Beach or go to Huntington Beach or go to wherever. Everybody's in the car. So it's not like, take for example, New York City. There's not a lot of DUI arrests in New York City because everybody takes public transportation.
And cabs.
And cabs.
Right.
So it's a fact of life here in Southern California, when we our lives revolve around the car, that there's a chance. And until alcohol is actually, until prohibition, I mean, that's the only thing that will stop drinking and driving.
I think everybody does it.
That's it.
I hate to tell you, I don't think people drive legally drunk, but people definitely drive having a glass of alcohol all the time.
You know, it's not against the law to drink and drive. Arsenio, do you know how many drinks it would take for you to become a point away?
Well, I'm thinking three.
No, actually, for you, it would probably be around five.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
197?
He's a tall man.
About four to five, yeah.
Okay.
Within an hour or so, four to five beers. Each drink for you would be a little less than a point or two.
What about me?
Sam,
I weigh
so 115.
I'm 115.
She has a size 10 foot. A lot of liquor going to foot.
I have a hollow leg.
Oh, okay. So,
I do.
Okay. I just said Arsenio would be maybe four to five beers, glasses of wine or shots. How many drinks do you think it would take for you to be a .08?
One.
Okay.
One or two.
You're wrong.
One shot,
no,
on the floor.
One shot, she
I said a
.08.
I didn't say under the influence, I said a .08.
Oh.
So being a .08, it would probably take you maybe three to four. Now, here's my point. Nobody really knows when they are violating the law on this type of crime, driving with a .08 or greater. Nobody knows. Now, you want to commit, if you commit murder, you know that it's against the law.
Right.
If you want to get into a fight with somebody, you steal something, you know what you're doing is against the law.
What about portable breathalyzers that you can have in your car?
You know, that's a good idea. I advocate, don't drink and drive. I mean,
right.
It's clear, nobody wants drunk drivers on the road.
But that's how you would tell if you're a .08.
It helps, but there's no breath test device that I've ever seen that I have 100% confidence in, or even 90% confidence in.
Okay, just so everybody knows, if you want to ask Miles L. Berman further questions, put this in your speed dial of your cell phone in case you ever get in trouble for drunk driving. It's 888-4-TOP-GUN. Just put this in your phone now. 888-4-TOPGUN. Not to cut you off, Miles, but I just wanted to give everybody the number because the 4th of July is right around the corner.
That's okay. I wouldn't interrupt you at all when you're giving out my phone number.
Well, see, there you go. Hey, we have a bunch of calls on hold, too, for you, Miles L. Berman. Everybody has DUI questions, drunk driving questions, especially, Paris is in the news. So people want to know exactly what her situation is. Larry in West Hollywood, you're on the Arsenio and Sam show with our guest, Miles L. Berman, Top Gun DUI defense attorney. Larry?
Hello.
Thanks for calling, Lair. When you contribute like that,
yeah.
I just got to give a bro his props.
I can't disagree with him.
Yeah, he might be drunk, though.
Oh, boy. I don't know. Okay, let's see if we can go to Jim in Venice. Jim in Venice, you're on Arsenio and Sam. Are you there, Jim?
Yeah, I am. How are you guys doing?
Ah,
hey,
perfect.
Jim.
And you're on with Miles L. Berman. You have a question for the man?
Good question. I have experience where I have actually refused a field test because I felt that I was just being targeted. This was a small town incident where they were just pulling me over because it was late at night, and I had a few people in the car with me. And I, I told the officers, listen, you had no reason to pull me over or at least to suspect that I've been drinking. I haven't had anything to drink, and I'm not going to play your games with you on the side of the road. If you think I'm drunk, you'll have to arrest me based on that and bring me in. And that's actually worked for me twice.
You know, have you listened to any previous interviews I've done on the radio?
Mm, I can't say that I have. I've heard your commercials once in a while, but I don't think I've heard interview with you.
All right. You are a classic example of what I've been advocating for years. Field sobriety tests are completely voluntary. Even some of my commercials talk about how field sobriety tests are completely voluntary. You don't have to take the test. You have a very strong constitution. You're very comfortable with yourself, and you're not afraid to stand up for yourself. The average person or most people wouldn't have the confidence to do what you did. But you stood your ground, you stood on your rights, and you did absolutely everything correctly. You didn't get away with anything. The Constitution says that we have certain protections and we have the right to be free from unreasonable search and seizure. You choose to exercise your constitutional right not to have the officer get incriminating evidence from you.
And it all depends, literally, I mean, because everybody goes out and they have a few, and you kind of have to know what your limit is. One time, you know, I was pulled over and I did take the field test, and after that, I knew that I had done the field test perfectly. I knew that I had done everything they asked. Then after that, they asked breathalyzer, and then I refused that, and I posed the same challenge to them. I said, listen, I did what you just did right there. I don't trust that little machine in your hand. If you feel that I've demonstrated that I've been drinking, please take me into the station, and we'll do that there. And it works. I mean, these officers...
You know, we don't know each other, correct?
No,
I've
never.
Also been saying on the air for years, if you're older than 21, refuse a portable breath test because it's completely voluntary and you did exactly what I've been talking about.
We appreciate your call, Jim.
You guys have a great holiday.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, too.
Hey, yeah,
you know, I saw a video of David Hasselhoff, and I guess he was EUI. Have you seen this video?
I don't think so, no.
What's EUI?
Oh, that's eating while under the influence?
I haven't seen that TV show, either of those TV shows you were talking about, so I certainly haven't seen the video.
Every time I have to get you hip on everything. Yeah. I have to show you. I'm going to Google it and show you David Hasselhoff drunk while eating a hamburger. I just wonder
off
if anybody...
Off a floor.
Oh, yes. Now I know what you're talking about. Eating under the influence. I got gotcha. You.
Yeah, called
yeah I saw that. I saw that. Yeah, that was a shame. That really was a shame.
I'm drunk at Taco Bell, Mr. Lieber.
Hey, Miles.
Yes,
what's the difference between a breathalyzer test and a field test?
Well, the field test is a field sobriety. I call them exercises. Walk the line, finger to nose,
okay,
things of that nature.
Thought.
And by the way, you're familiar with what I'm saying, touch your finger to nose.
Yeah.
Close your eyes, tilt your head back. There you go. Just and Sam is demonstrating the fingers out,
topless.
Not by experience, just
topless.
By watching it on television. Have you ever seen anybody driving with their eyes closed, head tilted back, their fingers extended, touching their finger to nose?
No, they would crash.
I haven't either, so I'm not quite sure what the
why that test is important.
Yeah, what the correlation is between that or walking the line or any other field sobriety exercise that the cops have you do.
Okay, if you have any questions for Miles L. Berman, Top Gun DUI offense attorney, that's funny, defense attorney, give us a call, 520-9710. Arsenio Hall, Sam Phillips, 888-520-9710, filling in for the boys Conway and Whitman while they're on their summer vacation. You want to go to another call, Miles?
Sure.
All right, let's go to Larry in West Hollywood. Are you there, Larry?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, you're on with Arsenio, Sam, and Miles. You got a question for the Top Gun DUI defense attorney?
I do. Why did Paris's lawyer allow her to plead guilty to a wit reckless initially? And he's pretty famous. Everybody knows who he is.
You know, I can't answer that. I think that you'd have to address that to her handlers or previous lawyer. I don't
why
know
would
what
anybody,
happened.
Thanks a lot for the call, Larry. But why would anybody say, yes, I'm guilty? Do the crime, do the time, and just...
Again, for high-profile people,
right.
They get that advice. Just
right.
Put it behind you and, you know, accept responsibility and then go on.
Because they also don't want to appear to be above the law and above the regular average
Joe. But that's ridiculous because everybody has a right to defend themselves and everybody has a right to contest their case. So, you know, it's you're doing the right thing by defending yourself, and that's setting a good example. On the other hand, there's a lot of people who just don't realize that these cases can be won and are somewhat brainwashed by the public perception, like groups against, like Mothers Against Drunk Driving and other, or you see on TV, don't drink and drive. Many people, when we pick juries, don't realize that it's not against the law to drink and drive. So people really aren't educated as to what it's all about and what their rights are.
Gotcha.
I know a lot of people call you for help and advice when they're in trouble on the freeway, but you do a lot of courtroom actual trials, right? I mean, you just did one in San Diego or something.
Well, that was a while ago. We were talking about it. Yeah. We do a lot of trials. We're constantly in trial. I'm not as in court as much as I used to be.
Right.
Yes, we do trials all the time.
What's the most complicated case that you won for a client?
Oh,
like Nicole Richie going backwards on the entrance ramp, and Miles got her out.
Okay,
say you, say me.
I can talk about the case I did in San Diego.
Mm-hmm. Where, you don't have to give the name, but you can.
Where they said that my client was driving the wrong way in a one way street, and that it took him a while for him to be pulled over. He didn't do well in the field sobriety test, and he had an alcohol level of I don't remember exactly now. You know, 1.1, 1.2, something like that. We went to trial, did a jury trial, and after some hours, the jury came back not guilty on the charges.
Wow. So and you got somebody off going the wrong way down a one-way street.
There's another one that actually comes to mind that is a little more. We want to take a break?
No, not yet. Okay. You want to take a call, or you want to finish your story?
These stories about drunks are too compelling. Keep going, man.
No, that's all right. We can move on. I don't like war stories.
We got John in Hollywood. You're on the Arsenio and Sam show, filling in for the boys, Conway and Whitman, with Miles L. Berman. Oh, and he just went away. All right.
Hey, Miles, you know how guys like John Walsh end up in his business because of something that happened in their lives? Is there a reason why you're in the business that you are? I mean, you are very focused on what you do. Did something happen?
Yes. I started out as a prosecutor, and then I went into criminal defense. This is in the early 80s and back in Chicago. When I moved here from Chicago in 1988, I happened to go to a seminar shortly after I moved here, maybe, you know, 2 or 3 years. And it was a DUI seminar in Las Vegas. And at that seminar is where I was heard for the first time how you can successfully defend these cases, how breath testing is based on voodoo science, how you effectively cross-examine the officers, how you apply the law to these types of cases. And from that moment on, this is what I've been doing.
Okay.
All right, cool. To get on air with Miles L. Berman, Top Gun DUI defense attorney, Arsenio Hall, and me, Sam Phillips, 520-9710. Do you have any DUI questions? 888-520-9710. I just want to know if somebody's driving drunk right now. I'm serious. All right, let's go to Jim in Marina Del Rey. You're on Arsenio and Sam with Miles L. Berman. Jim?
Hi. I've got a question. If you get arrested and your case goes to trial, do you have the option of having a jury trial or a judge trial? And if so, which is better? Because I've heard kind of both sides of it.
Do you have a case at this point?
Or no, previous cases.
Okay. Generally speaking, we try cases in front of a jury. It's very, very rare that we would consider taking a case in front of a judge. So that's the, at least for a DUI case.
I've heard that, like, most juries, you know, they want to just throw the book at.
That's not true at all. If that were true, we wouldn't be able to do what we do. Jurors are very honest and very understanding and can be very sharp if the information is presented to them in the right way.
I think I'd rather have a jury than a judge.
Of course. You know, oftentimes police officers...
Thanks a lot, Jim.
You know, what jurors expect is everybody to be treated fairly. And when you have a police officer who's not treating somebody fairly, that taints their credibility and impacts their decision. The same thing with breath testing, where we oftentimes show the fallacy of breath testing. The assumptions that the prosecution relies on just aren't true or aren't proven. And jurors are very intelligent and almost always do the right thing, at least in DUI cases.
Okay, we got loads of callers for Miles L. Berman, Top Gun DUI defense attorney, 520-9710 to get on air, 888-520-9710. Arsenio Hall, me, Sam Phillips, Eddie in Brea. You're on the show with Miles L. Berman.
Hi. I wanted to ask about a situation where I was pulled. Actually, I was in my car outside of a kickback with my friends, and a cop pulled me out of the car, gave me a sobriety test, took me to the drunk tank, and I was placed with a DUI and with a minor under the possession. I was wondering if there's any way that I could have handled that better or any way I could have made the situation better.
You know, I can't answer how you handled it because there's so many variables.
Yeah.
But, you know, should something like that come up again, hopefully it won't. But if it does, feel free to call 888-4-TOP-GUN.
Okay.
Which also used to be Tom Cruise's apartment number. Lived in Hollywood years ago.
Remember when I told you, Miles, about my friend with the ankle bracelet and he got the house arrest?
Yes.
He was busted in his driveway. He had just driven home, was in his driveway, and that's when the cops stopped him.
Yeah, we've had cases where the people actually make it into the house and the cops bust down the door and grab them out of the shower, out of the bathroom, and bring them back out.
But see, at that point, to me, the cop is not witnessing that, and they haven't busted you in the process of doing it. You're already in your house. How can...
DUI is such a high-profile offense. I mean, it's just something that the government really goes after, they just feel that they can do it, because they can, and they do. And so...
It's serious business.
This is what's happened over the last, 10, 15, 20 years.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, everybody. We got Miles L. Berman, Top Gun DUI defense attorney. If you have any questions for him, it's 888-4-TOP-GUN. Put that in your phone in case you ever get busted. We're going to take a quick break. Arsenio Hall, Sam Phillips, we're filling in for the boys, Conway and Whitman, all for the next 2 weeks while they're on summer vacation on 97.1 Free FM.
Call the Top Gun DUI defense attorney Miles L. Berman at 888-4-TOP-GUN.
888-4-TOP-GUN. Because
friends don't let friends plead guilty.
Yeah. Grooving with Miles L. Berman. 8:24 in the evening, 97.1 Free FM, Arsenio Hall and Sam Phillips filling in for Conway.
And Whitman.
Don't forget Whitman, the man with the many voices.
Cannot ever forget Whitman.
He always is drunk.
Oh, no, he is not.
All them voices?
He is not drunk. He's just crazy.
Yeah, I guess. Crazy talented.
I've heard him do me.
Really?
Yeah, and I was confused. I thought it was me talking, and I wasn't talking.
You have a very distinct voice. I mean, it's a cross between Charlton Heston and Harvey Fierstein.
And that voice, of course, is Miles L. Berman, Top Gun DUI defense attorney, right here on 97.1 Free FM. Taking all your calls, 520-9710. Any questions on DUIs, driving drunk, or anything else for Miles? 888-520.
Look at the board, Sam.
9710.
It's like we got hookers in studio or something. This is a wonderful topic. Look at the board.
I'm telling you, it's because I have my top off.
Oh.
No, I don't. I know.
I'm here because of your top. They're here because of Miles. Take a call. Yeah.
All right, Carol in Santa Clarita, you're on the Arsenio and Sam Show with Miles L. Berman.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I've listened to Mr. Berman for many, many years on the radio, on other, other radio stations. And when my son got a DUI back in 2005, I did retain his law firm. And I've been trying desperately to reach him to no avail regarding some issues that came up. And I had so much faith in him and everything that he said, and I really did, and that's why I had my son retain him. But we had some difficulties, and I don't know if there's some way that I could...
Thursday at 888-4-TOP-GUN, I'll be glad to talk to you and make sure that you mention that you talked to me on the air. I'm sorry that you feel the way you do, but I'm sure that we can get to the bottom of it.
Okay, are you sure they're going to find a way to let me speak to you? Because I've had no luck so far.
Yeah, well, give me a call. And
just call the office, Carol.
Just call the office.
It's really easy. 888-4-TOP-GUN. All right, we're going to go to...
I love radio breaks face, don't it?
Oh, yeah.
Lady, next!
All right, David in Huntington Beach, you're on Arsenio and Sam with Miles L. Berman.
Hey, I appreciate you guys taking my call. I tried to get a hold of you before Miles on the Conway and Whitman show, so I'm glad I was able to finally get through. I was hit with a DUI probably about 9 years ago. I'm 26 years old now. Mm. And when I was charged, after all the court things, I think I had just turned 18, and I didn't really understand what was going on. And then when I went to get some insurance for my vehicle, I had to go to the DMV to get a DMV printout. And on the DMV printout, it says that I have two DUIs on my record, one charge for a minor with a blood alcohol level of 0.8 or above, and then a regular charge of DUI with a 0.08 or above. So on my record, it looks like basically I was charged with a DUI, I got out of jail, and that very same day was hit with another DUI. So it looks like I have two DUIs on my record instead of one.
Okay, if I got this straight, you had a DUI almost 10 years ago, and then you got a DUI almost 10 years later. And what's happened now is things stay on your record for 10 years, if I heard him right. I mean,
David, did I hear you right?
Oh, the same incident occurred in the same day. I've had one DUI my entire life, but on my DMV printout, it appears that I have two.
So they double printed it, basically.
Oh, I gotcha.
Because they were double charges, one for minor with a .08, and then one with a regular of a .08.
Okay, what you need to do is you need to get the court records, and then take the court, get certified copies of the court records, and take them to the DMV, and show the DMV it's one case.
Ah, see, that would be very not a good situation if that happened. How does that ever happen that you would get charged twice?
You know, clerical errors happen all the time.
Yeah, it's like getting charged twice on your credit card. It just happens.
Right.
All right, any questions for Miles L. Berman, Top Gun DUI defense attorney? 520-9710-888-520-9710. We got Neil in Thousand Oaks. You're on Arsenio and Sam with Miles L. Berman. Hey, Neil.
Miles, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Well, let me tell you my situation. My girlfriend got pulled over, and she got, they hog-tied her and took her in, and she refused the breathalyzer right on the 101.
Right.
So they hog-tied her and took her in and did what's called a forced blood test.
Right.
Now, because she refused the breathalyzer, the DMV took her license away for 1 year.
Right.
I didn't know this. She didn't know this. It was like a big surprise.
Well, unfortunately, did you have an attorney represent you?
She had some attorney after the fact, but she was toast after that.
Okay. This case you're talking about is a classic example of why somebody should hire a DUI lawyer as soon as they're...
Before the fact.
Yeah, well, as soon as they're arrested.
When you're stressing at home on a Saturday night, call Miles and then head for Sunset Boulevard.
You know, if you don't address it right away, this problem could just snowball and ruin your life.
Well, what happens with, I mean, is it true if you don't blow that they're going to take your license away for a year? The DMV said that
wow, that's what Bill Clinton told Hillary.
On his saxophone, of course.
I'm talking music.
Yeah,
come on.
The answer is yes, that the penalty, if it's imposed by the DMV, and it's not always imposed on our clients, but if it's imposed by the DMV, then it, on the first offense, refusal is 1 year with no privilege to drive to and from work, no restricted license, no nothing. Unlike a first offense where it's a 4 month suspension, but you get a 5 month restriction.
Wow, is that good for you, Neil? Did Miles answer your question?
Yeah, it was the first offense, and she got the full year.
Yeah, and it's on the document that they give you. But again, competent counsel. Listen,
thanks a lot, Neil.
Did you ever, like, I lease cars, so you know, I assume that you lease cars, and
I own my car.
Okay.
Yeah, we're car owners. We're car owners.
When you pimp them out, Miles, you can't give them back.
All right, but when you when you bought it,
right?
If you bought it from a dealer, so they give you this 8.5 by 20 foot piece of paper.
Yes, yes.
You know, single space, small type on both sides.
Yes.
And then they ask you to sign it. What's this? Well, it's as if you read it. Well, okay. I don't know anybody, including myself, who has read those documents. So you don't know what's in it until there's an issue. Same thing here with a DUI. When you get arrested for DUI, they give you an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper, which is a pink slip temporary license, writing on both sides, laying everything out, but people just don't read it. Plus, and they're traumatized from the experience as well.
Can you refuse to sign that document?
They don't ask for your signature. On a ticket, on a notice to appear, you know, if you're released a while, they'll ask you to sign, or if you post bail.
We should read that stuff, shouldn't we?
Yes.
Read the fine print.
Not, if you get a good lawyer, you know, the lawyer will take care of it.
All right, we're talking to the best lawyer there is, Miles L. Berman, Top Gun DUI defense attorney, to get on air with us, 520-9710-888-520-9710. We got Andy in Glendale with a question for Miles. What's going on there, buddy?
Hi, you know what? I just became a permanent resident a few years ago, and I've not become a citizen yet. I'm in the process of... getting off my ass and actually doing it.
Where are you from, bro?
Glendale. Oh, Mexico, originally.
and Glendale, currently.
I'm trying to get to L.A. from Glendale. Right on.
So my question was, I hear that if you get pulled over, right here where I live on Glendale, there's a street, San Fernando, where they always have routine...
You know, you mentioned it. On my website, topgunDUI.com, I have a place where it's either cop hideouts or checkouts.
Oh, that's good to know.
I have both websites. On either one of those links... is the area that you're talking about. I've seen that posted.
Yeah, and I've gotten close to that one. I've never been under the influence, but my question is, if let's say it would happen to me that I get pulled over under the influence, I hear that they will take your license away, take your green card away, and you will be kicked out of, you're deported, basically.
Okay, here's
Glendale.
We kicked out of Glendale. Here's the issue. First of all, they don't take your green card, but if you're not a citizen and you're applying for your green card and you're convicted of DUI, this can affect your ability to get your green card.
Thanks
a
lot.
If you're a green card and you want to become a citizen, this can affect your ability to become a citizen.
Wow.
There was a time when DUIs were considered a crime of violence by the federal courts. This was up to maybe 4 or 5 years ago. It's since been changed that a DUI is not necessarily a crime of violence. But if you're convicted of a crime of violence, you can be precluded from being a citizen and being deported. So they decided that DUIs aren't crimes of violence, although other people may argue otherwise.
Right.
But we constantly tell people, we ask them if they're a citizen, because if they're not a citizen, they and if they're convicted of DUI, the consequences are substantial and draconian. And we recommend that they see an immigration lawyer. I don't know what the exact consequences are. I don't do immigration, but I do believe that they aren't good.
Yeah, I don't think they sound very good. Okay, we're talking DUIs with Miles L. Berman, Top Gun DUI defense attorney, 520-9710, Arsenio Hall, me, Sam Phillips, 97.1 Free FM. We're going to go to Bruce in Culver City. You're on the show with Miles. You have a question?
Hi, how you doing, Miles?
Good, Bruce. How are you?
Good. I had a question. One thing I'm a little confused about, if you're in your driveway and you have your keys in your ignition, but your car is not running, can you still get a DUI in that manner?
You left out some other facts, like the officer was right behind you following you
into your
driveway.
Let's say you've been home all day,
okay,
and you're working on your car. Or you're listening to your stereo in your car.
Yeah. All right, I gotcha.
Like you're just parked in front of your house.
Haven't actually seen you driving.
Yeah, the answer is yes, and here's how it could happen.
Thanks, Bruce.
You're playing the music too loud. Your neighbors are bent out of shape.
Noise complaint.
They call the cops. The cops show up. They see you drinking.
In your car.
The keys in the car.
Right.
Maybe a neighbor will say, you know what, I saw him in the car. And even though the car may never have moved, the facts can be twisted that could put you in a position where you could get arrested for DUI.
And that's why you'd want Miles L. Berman on your side.
Now, it doesn't mean you get convicted, but I've seen all kinds of strange things happen. You know, he raises an interesting point, at least in my mind. We represent a lot of people who are sleeping it off on not on the shoulder of the freeway, but they pull off the freeway. And so,
isn't that okay if you're in the back seat and not in the driver's seat?
That's a good argument, but most people don't do that. At least we don't see that. So,
go into the passenger seat as long as you're not in the driver's seat, because then they think you fell asleep at the wheel, right?
They can still try and say that you drove the car there, even though you're not behind the wheel.
Gotcha.
They can still say your car is registered to you. Nobody else is around. They may wake you up and may say, "How'd you get here?" Well, I drove here. I'm here to sleep it off.
But
somebody
I think that's
volunteer.
A good thing.
You're not
out there.
Right. I mean, there should be a way for people, if you're under the influence and you pull over, you definitely should get a pass. But nope, if you were drinking and you drove the car to that point, they're going to put you under arrest.
Okay, so check that out, everybody, because the 4th of July is tomorrow. And if you're driving drunk, you're going to want to put Miles L. Berman's number into your cell phone. That's 888-4-TOP-GUN.
Tomorrow I'll be with Nicole Richie and Phil Spector, and we're going to be shooting. As soon as it gets dark, we're going to start shooting every weapon in the house. It's going to be fun. Come on over, Miles.
You're listening to Arsenio Hall and Sam Phillips filling in for the boys Conway and Whitman for the next 2 weeks while they're on summer vacation. Our guest tonight, Miles L. Berman. We got John in Huntington Beach. You're on the show, John.
Hello, people.
Hey.
Listen, I was arrested in around 93, 94 for DUI. Quite a while ago. If I get pulled over on suspicion and the officer asks me if I ever had a DUI, can I say no?
You know what? You should actually move to try and get that conviction erased. Give us a call at the end of the week, Thursday, 888-4-TOP-GUN, and talk to us about an expungement so you can get that off your record. But you don't have to admit the only thing you need to talk to the police officer about is show them your driver's license, show them your registration, and that's basically it. You don't have to tell them where you're coming from, where you're going to, how much you had to drink, who you're drinking with, what you were drinking, do you feel the effects of alcohol? None of those questions you have to answer, but people are so intimidated, and understandably so. Listen, you get pulled over for running a stop sign.
John.
That's intimidating.
Yeah.
So now
when they're
imagine,
behind me, I get nervous. When police are riding behind me.
You know, I know how you feel.
Yeah, you know, well, you don't quite, Miles, but I understand what you mean.
Oh, now wait a second.
Are you saying that because you're a black man?
I'm just saying my neck and your neck would draw different attention.
And you forget what I do.
Gun DUI defense attorney, like they wouldn't want to bust that guy. All right, you guys, we got to take a quick break.
Okay, let's take a quick break, but I want to ask you about police departments. We'll come back. Sam, get us out of here.
Okay, you're listening to Arsenio Hall. I'm Sam Phillips. We're filling in for the boys, Conway and Whitman, while they're on their summer vacation. When the boys are away. Hey, Miles, let me finish this up before you start talking, because we're still on air, buddy. Yeah, I know.
That wasn't Miles, by the way.
I know you want to keep talking.
That was my cousin, Sammy Joe.
Okay, so, we're filling in for the boys while they're away. Me and Arsenio get to play with Miles L. Berman. Give him a call, 888-4-TOP-GUN. 888-4-TOP-GUN. Give us a call, 520-9710. You're listening to 97.1 Free FM.
Yeah, hey, I might as well listen to my son's iPod.
Yeah, well, Arsenio's son is listening to his iPod. You're listening to us on 97.1 Free FM. It's Arsenio Hall, Sam Phillips. All this hour, we got Miles L. Berman, Top Gun DUI defense attorney.
Miles, you're still laughing. My son is on a big wheel someplace drunk. Can you help him? Can you help him? Miles, so where do we start? As we were leaving, going to commercial, Miles was explaining to me that his people have been oppressed longer than my people. He played the oppression Trump card on brother. Miles, hey, my people were being pulled over in the Middle East on camels long before your people were pulled over in Tupelo, Mississippi. Our time has come.
All right, you got questions for Miles L. Berman, Arsenio, or me, 520-9710, 888-520-9710. We're talking DUIs and drunk driving.
Let's kibitz.
With Miles L.
Miles
Berman.
Miles told me that word, too. Let's kibitz.
Oh, boy. Okay, JR in Orange County, you're on Arsenio and Sam with Miles L. Berman.
Hi, Sam. How you doing?
Oh, hey, JR. I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good. Yeah, I have a question for Miles.
Oh, fantastic. He's right here.
All right. This is, I just had a question about the due process in the state of California, because I'm still trying to figure this one out. I got arrested about a month ago for driving under the influence of a controlled substance, alcohol, and marijuana.
Wow, a triple threat.
Yeah, what's your address, man?
I'm coming over at about 11:30, buddy.
Yeah, anyways, this is my question. I took the breathalyzer. It blew in at a .08. I got arrested, posted my own bail, got out, et cetera, so forth. And I got a pretty good lawyer, and he took the blood alcohol content of that at a .03. So he got me my license back this, like, about a week ago.
Congratulations.
But, thank you.
You're
so this is my question about, you know, what about the other stuff? I mean, that's obviously going to show up, but...
The drugs and the other stuff?
You know, J.I. raises an interesting issue. He got his license back because the DMV found that the alcohol level is under .08, so they won't suspend for drugs. You can drive under the influence of cocaine, under the influence of marijuana, under the influence of anything, heroin. It doesn't matter. The DMV won't take your license like they would if you're driving under the influence of alcohol. I could never figure that out.
That doesn't make any sense.
And that's why he's under a .0. That's why he got his license back. But when you take the combination of .03 plus a narcotic or a drug, then it's a little bit different in court. Although the state would have difficulty proving that case.
All right, you got any questions for Miles L. Berman, Top Gun DUI defense attorney, 520-9710, 888-520-9710, Arsenio Hall. I'm Sam Phillips. We're filling in for the boys, Conway and Whitman, for the next 2 weeks, and we got Eris in L.A. You're on Arsenio and Sam with Miles L. Berman.
How you doing, guys?
Hey.
Mr. Berman, I just a simple question here. My uncle got a DUI about a year ago. I'd like to know what are the consequences for the second DUI.
You know, it depends on what jurisdiction, but basically on a second offense, you're looking at 3 to 5 years probation, ignition interlock device being placed on your car. I had a client once describe it as a blower. That you can't start your car unless you blow into it, and sometimes while you're driving, you can't continue to drive unless it tests you and it works. And I've
Isn't
seen
that hard to drive and blow.
Well, you know they'll have
you tell
yeah,
me, Sam.
I mean a breathalyzer.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh,
I know you've taken many tests in the car.
You ass.
That's the name of our show.
Thanks, Eris.
Jail. 18-month alcohol program, you know, loss of license for, you know, a year or 2 years, depending on the refusal or whatnot.
Wow.
It's very devastating.
That's very intense. All right, any questions for Miles L. Berman, Top Gun DUI defense attorney, 520-9710, 888-520-9710. And put this number in your cell phones, because tomorrow is the 4th of July, and you might need Miles. 888-4-TOP-GUN. All right, we're going to go to Ash in Costa Mesa, and then to you, Mike, all right? Ash, you're on Arsenio and Sam with Miles L. Berman.
Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling, Ash. Love you in Pokemon.
My question is, my roommate just got popped with a DUI in Long Beach on Monday, has spent the night in jail. He had a few problems. One, he hit about three cars. He might be driving on a suspended license. The cop gave him one of those pink slips that you were talking about earlier.
Right.
And I guess whenever they took him to the hospital, they checked his blood alcohol, and he's at a 1.2.
0.12.
0.12, I'm sorry.
Okay.
And he was actually driving our other roommate's truck, which is a lease that he is not on the insurance. So he got bailed out on a $100,000 bail. And I'm curious to know, like, what are the worst case scenarios? And if you have a suspended license, would they give you back one of those pink slips?
You know, was anybody injured? Because a bail sounds awfully high for a non-injury.
Okay. He doesn't know for sure. He said that the people were taken to the hospital as
okay,
well.
Okay, he's charged with a felony. The best thing you can tell him is have him call 888-4-TOP-GUN as soon as possible.
Yep, there you go, Ash. You heard it from the man, Miles L. Berman. You have any questions for this man, you give us a call, 520-9710, 888-520-9710, Arsenio Hall, Sam Phillips filling in for the boys, Conway and Whitman. When the boys are away, we play. Mike in Irvine, you're on Arsenio and Sam. You have a question for Miles L. Berman?
Oh, yes. You got me here?
I got you there, buddy.
Welcome.
Okay, how's it going? Hey, Sam. Hey, Arsenio.
What's up, dog?
Hello, Miles.
Hello, Mike.
Yeah, I'm a truck driver, and I know people drink and drive. People drive while they drink while they're driving, you know? And I have concerns about people, like, on medication. I was going down the freeway, some guy was having, like, a epileptic fit on the 405 one day.
He may have been listening to Rick D's. Sometimes
we don't, you know.
Sometimes Rick D's will drive you crazy on the freeway in the car, make you start jumping around. It looked like a fit.
Hey, Mike, Mike, don't take this the wrong way, but you know that we wouldn't pick you for our juries.
I don't think so.
And not just you. I mean, truck drivers in general. Thanks a lot, Mike. This is their territory. This is what they do for a living.
And we're stepping
into it. And they don't want anybody who's putting them in danger in their mind.
I don't blame them.
But we're the first person the truck drivers go to when they get arrested for DUI, because if they get convicted of DUI, their first offense is a suspension, but their second offense, it's a death penalty for
their job.
For their license. Yeah, we call it the death penalty for their license.
Wow, you scared me. You almost made me stop drinking.
No,
I'm back! Yeah, and I mean,
I forget I'm not in the legal context right here.
Hey, speaking of that, this week, I'm not a lawyer. I'm a comedian. I heard the word commute like 20 times. What is up with the word commute now?
Well, that's where people who live in Orange County drive to Los Angeles.
You're very funny, Miles. You're very funny. Because
commuting a sentence.
Yeah, we've always used, I mean, in the legal world, I thought we used pardon, things like that. This week they've been calling Scooter's situation a commute.
Scooter who?
Scooter Libby.
And who, is that somebody that's in the news? We're talking DUI.
And if you have questions.
Politics. No. We're talking politics.
Can you commute my drunk driving sentence? No, okay, go ahead.
Okay, if you have questions for Miles L. Berman, Top Gun DUI defense attorney.
You're not really a lawyer, are you?
520.
Oh, yes, thing in the frame.
Oh, yes,
on your
I am.
9710.
I'm concerned now.
888-520.
There's a joint in your shirt pocket.
9710. I love how we're having like two conversations.
Thanks, Arsenio. Okay, when am I coming back? When is Brian coming back?
You know, Brian's not really on vacation. He's in the closet. He just runs when you come.
All right, we're going to go to Tom in La Habra. You're on Arsenio and Sam with Miles L. Berman.
Hi, Miles. If I had a few drinks and then I got pulled over, do I have a choice as to which test they give me? Breathalyzer or blood or urine, and which one would be a better idea to take?
Anyone don't take any. Aren't you listening to him?
Well, no, there's a difference between doing the field sobriety exercises and not doing them and taking or not taking a chemical test after you're arrested. A chemical test means what he's talking about, a breath or a blood. Before you're arrested, if you're older than 21, absolutely refuse a portable breath test. You have the right, the cops are supposed to tell you, you have the right, do not take it, period. End of story. After you're arrested, there's well, one of the differences between a blood test and a breath test is a blood test hurts.
Yeah. Thanks, Tom. But isn't it more accurate, they say, the blood test than the breath test?
In all seriousness, the breath test is more unreliable than blood testing. But blood testing is not the ultimate science either, especially the way the state's crime labs do the blood testing in their procedure.
Gotcha. All right. Well, we're going to wrap up this hour, Miles. Look how quick that flew by.
It did go by fast.
And we have full phone
good,
lines.
Man. You're always real good.
Thank you.
So, everybody on hold, take down this number, 888-4-TOP-GUN. That's 888-4-T-O-P-G-U-N. Have any further questions for the man, Miles L. Berman? L stands for Lee. We know that.
You remember.
Top Gun DUI defense attorney. Give him a call. Put that number in your cell phones. Tomorrow is the 4th of July. You may need it. Miles, always a pleasure, dude. You ever want to come and do the single life, you let me know.
Thank you.
Talk a little sex and dating and mating with me.
Thank you.
I'm sure Mrs. Berman would really appreciate
that.
I hope she's not listening.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, everybody. Thanks a lot, Miles.
Thank you. Have a safe and sober 4th of July, and always great being here. You guys are great.
Thanks a lot.
I got your number, dog.
Yeah, that's right, on speed dial. All right, Arsenio Hall, I'm Sam Phillips. We're filling in for the next 2 weeks. While the boys are away, Arsenio and Sam will play. 520-9710-888-520-9710. It's Arsenio and Sam on 97.1 Free FM.
Because friends don't let friends plead guilty.